Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Monday. Hope you are well. Hope you guys had a good Mother's Day. Also, all the moms out there. Good to see you, superstar.
Good to see you, man. It's a crazy start to the week. What was a crazy end to last week with this audit? Boy, did every talk show on Sunday have fun with Arizona.
John Oliver had fun with it.
We don't look too good here. I guess last time we were here, there were death threats into our Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs. Then Ducey did the right thing by getting her security. That was good. A reporter chased down Katie Hobbs. She had to run into a building. It's become pretty insane. We're actually, in less than 10 minutes, finally going to speak to an Arizona Republican state senator. His name is Paul Boyer. He has come out and said, and here's the quote, "This makes us look like idiots." So I'm really interested in hearing why he's going against his party. But the craziness continues. Joining us now is one of KTAR's best, Allie Vetner. She's a reporter. Hi, Allie.
Hello.
So you were down at the audit today, and there was an incident. And so just to bring everybody in, you know, we were discussing this before the show. Should we put you on? Should we not put you on? Chad and I decided we were going to put you on. You're at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. You're trying to do your job. You're going there to cover a story that Chad and I have said is absolutely ridiculous. But what do? We cover what's in the news, and this is news. And from what I understand, you got verbally assaulted.
Yeah, it was a bizarre experience. I was just working on one of my scripts. I'm sitting there, first of all, with binoculars, which we've now become accustomed to using because we're trying to check out what's going on the floor there. And I had a guy probably not much older than me, maybe early 30s, talking to me about asking me what news network I was with and what I was reporting on. And once he saw and heard that I was with KTAR, he kind of just went on a little bit of a rant. And he mentioned you two and asked if I agree with what you guys say. And I, at first, I was a little confused as to what he was talking about. And then he kept talking about his one of his close friends that he went to D.C. with, and he said, you might know him as the individual with the horns. His name is Jake. And as soon as I heard that, I think anybody in Arizona can kind of put the two and two together. And he seems to be a good friend of the man that stormed the Capitol that made lots of national headlines. And he happened to hear what you guys said about him on his show, and he wanted to ask me if I agreed with you. And he said that he tried calling into KTAR. He wanted to get on with the station. He was so upset with what you guys said, and we were so biased. KTAR was so biased, but I tried to explain to him that you guys are talk show hosts with personalities, and I mean, yes, I have a personality in mind.
But you're a journalist.
Yeah, exactly. So as a reporter, we are here to tell you the news, and yeah. I'm live in the news center. I'm not live in the Chad and Gatos studio.
You're who, what, when, how, and why. Here's the information, and everybody else can go from there. Talking to Allie Vetner, our crack reporter, who was down there today. So this guy is, he's up in your grill about this insanity, because obviously he seems to be all together there. When it comes to this, was he supposed to even be there, Al?
I don't really know the answer to that question. I know that there is an approved credentialed media list, which in itself was kind of a little bit chaotic this morning when I arrived at the Coliseum. I know that I was approved for that list, but my name wasn't on that list, and the sheriffs weren't letting me in the building, and I had to sit outside and wait until we spoke to certain individuals, and everybody walkie-talkie to each other, and somehow then I got in the building. Well, I don't know who this guy was, yes, I regret now not asking him his name, but I also was just trying to get ready for my live report. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were all outside of the chain-link fences outside of the Coliseum, walking in together. Everybody's kind of waiting to be, you know, escorted in by the sheriffs, if you will. And I can't tell you what network he was with. I don't know who he was.
So he may not have been with any news media.
No.
Okay.
He was identifying himself as a patriot.
Does he have room to roam in there? Because you guys are all kind of kept in a little area, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's the press box at the Coliseum, which is about two rows. You have a couple of desks, and everybody was kind of respecting each other's personal space. But I mean, he sat in the chair next to me when he was trying to talk
so
to me.
You go so. Through what the metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
Did he go through the metal detector?
He did.
And what happened?
Before we were out on the deck outside of the Coliseum, like on the west side, kind of by the fairgrounds, you know? And when we were waiting to be in through security, he was talking to the sheriffs and, everybody was being friendly and he was saying, hey, you know, I have a knife on my backpack. Is that going to be a problem? And he was basically told to just put the knife in his backpack.
So they let him in with a knife and we don't know if he's credentialed. But he walked in still and had the same access you did, but we don't know if he's with the media. So they just let anybody in, I guess.
It was a bizarre experience.
Okay, did you feel like, listen, I'll pull it back. I know you I've known Allie Vetner for a long time. She's as tough as they come. And, you know, I don't worry about you when you go out and you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel uncomfortable? Because did you feel like, I've really got to stop this conversation? I already saw that this guy has a knife. Mm. I already saw that this guy isn't really a reporter.
Yeah.
I know all these other reporters that are here, but this guy's just sitting here peppering me and being rude and almost, you know, on top of me. And he's, you know, talking about Chad and I, and he doesn't like us, poor baby.
Yeah.
Did you feel unsafe?
It was an uncomfortable experience. I don't know if I would go as far as saying I felt unsafe, but I did feel uncomfortable. It was a guy talking to me, questioning me on my stances and political opinions. And I said to him, I'm a reporter. I am a college graduate with a journalism degree, and I am here to tell the story as I see it and what I'm being told from, you know, the election audit liaison, and that's that. But for him to say, you know, I don't respect what KTAR says because you are biased, and to continue to push to say, you know, honesty and the truth will prevail, and you are not telling that. It's insulting.
Well, it sounds like he was at the Capitol with the QAnon shaman.
Yes.
So I think we know all about this guy that we really need to know.
He did tell me that, and he was saying, you know, they drove to D.C. and
Really?
I did hear that. Yeah, and he was just saying,
yeah, he's well above board.
Upset what he heard from you guys, and he said, you know, Jake has a mom, and she heard what you guys said, and
so sad.
I was also told, and I will never forget this because it was very interesting. Jake is so kind and loving that he catches flies and releases them into the wild.
Okay. But he wants to go in and kill Pence.
No, he wanted to lead the prayer before the stoning of Mike Pence.
We're glad you're okay. And sorry you have to deal with that, but it's a weird world out there. Allie Vetner, KTAR News. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I can't believe people are so weird.
Well, coming up next, let's get more into this audit. An Arizona GOP state senator is going to join us. He says the audit makes us look like idiots, and he's talking about the Republican Party.
Really?
Let's see what Paul Boyer has to say for himself after Becky Lynn gives us some news.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
The nation is looking. Heck, it was on John Oliver this weekend. It's been on just about everything. Everybody's got some sort of opinion about it. It is the audit slash fraudit, depending on who you're talking to. But the reality is, it's not a good look. Joining us now is State Senator, a Republican State Senator, Paul Boyer, joins us right now. And let's be real here. I don't know how it was sold to you, but how it looks to the rest of the country and to us is an absolute joke and ridiculous.
Sure. Was there a question in there?
Well, I mean, how was it sold to you? Because it could have been one person could have stopped this thing down, but that didn't happen. And
or do you agree it's a joke and it's ridiculous?
Well, first off, I don't know that one person could have voted, because the only vote we took was whether or not to hold the county board of supervisors in contempt, which obviously I voted no on. Mm-hmm. Well, it did go through Senate Judiciary, which I'm not a member of, where they voted on the subpoena, the original subpoena. And then they revoted it in January. And so I guess that was a vote, but that was by the Senate Judiciary Committee. It was pitched to us as by our leadership is the Senate president was interviewing several firms and she was going to hire the best one.
All right. And now you see what's happened and you think what?
Well, it obviously wasn't the best firm. My expectation was that it would be a firm that would audit, and by definition, an audit should be independent, because otherwise you're just rubber stamping. And so I was looking for a firm that had no preconceived notions going into it, and obviously this firm did not.
Let me ask it again. You see what's happening right now, and you think what? You haven't answered the question yet. You've looked at this. We've looked at it. The world is looking at it. You're looking at it. You think what?
Well, I'll ask you, what's the that you're referring to? Are you referring to the bamboo?
No,
are you referring to the firm? It's a loaded question. There's a lot going on here.
The way that it's been handled, Cyber Ninjas, the bamboo, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. To say that there were 40,000 ballots flown in from South Korea, someone's been watching too many Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah, I don't know why it took us four times to get there, but GOP State Senator Paul Boyer is joining us. Okay, so you're looking at it. You think it's stupid. I saw that you said your quote is, it makes us look like idiots. Do you still think it makes you guys look like idiots?
I do.
And what are you going to do about it?
Well, this is unprecedented for all of us. I can complain about it, but at the end of the day, it's driven by leadership.
Talking to GOP State Senator Paul Boyer here as we talk about the audit that is going on. Obviously, you said the leadership, which is questionable in and itself, considering the leadership like the likes of that are out there, especially the person leading the GOP here, Kelly Ward, seems to be doing so much stuff. Are you worried? Are your Republican colleagues worried that not only is this making Arizona at times look like just ridiculous, but people in the Republican Party are saying, you know what, I've had enough of this because it feels like this is just a built-on cue in craziness?
Yeah, I definitely think Republicans, independents, Democrats, everyone is looking at this with bemusement.
All right. So where do we go from here? Can you say, listen, we should cut this thing? We should. You said the quote, it makes us look like idiots. You know, is there a way to cut this thing and run? Is there a way to end it or no?
Well, that'd have to be up to leadership. If the Senate president was willing to say enough is enough, then certainly. Mm-hmm. But can one state senator make that call? No.
Well, where are the rest of you guys? Because, like, I give you a little credit for coming out and saying this thing is a disgrace. I mean, it's easy to watch and say that. But, you know, Republicans don't come out and go against Trump. They never do. They always cower. You've got to kiss the ring. It's one of those things where now you see what you voted for. Now you see what you've done. You'd probably want to take your vote back. But where are the rest of you guys? Do your friends in the GOP think this is a good look?
I mean, my caucus is still mad at me over the big tobacco vote from last week when they all sided with the big tobacco. So,
but we're not talking about big tobacco. What we're talking about is my vote, because I'm in Maricopa County. My vote is sitting on a table and some dope is looking at it. And this is something you voted for. And this is something that your friends in the Republican Party voted for.
So
I guess my point is, you know, you've come out and said, hey, this thing's a disaster. Okay, that's cool. I'm glad you did that. But where's everybody else?
Well, first off, I didn't vote for the audit. What's next and why aren't my colleagues? The point on the big tobacco issue was I'm not always in line with my caucus. And so I can't speak for them. And the fact that no one else is saying this, I don't agree with them on many things. I mean, I have a DACA bill that's coming up on the House floor today. So I'm one member who's independent. I vote independently, and I vote what I think is the best policy. That's all I can tell you.
GOP State Senator Paul Boyer is joining us. Do you think that something went wrong and that the election was stolen? Is that in your head?
It's not in my head.
What's in your head? Do you agree with that or not?
No, I don't agree with that. What I think happened is you had 35,000 Arizona Republicans that left the top of the ticket blank, that decided not to vote for then President Trump.
So you don't think that there are these drop floors and poll places? You're not on board with any of that stuff. You thought the election was fair, yes?
I do.
Okay.
So, talking to State Senator Paul Boyer here in Arizona as we talk about the audit going on. Wait, so you've talked to none of your colleagues, just even aside, where somebody's come up to you and say, hey, Paul, I can't say it, man, because I don't want to end up being like Liz Cheney, where everybody, you know, just basically throws stones at me. But I agree with you. I think this is a bunch of baloney. Have you talked to anybody about that?
We don't talk about the audit much. At least no one talks to me about it. Maybe they all know my opinion on it.
Have you been down there? If you went down there today, would they allow you to get in and take a look around at all?
I suppose I could ask.
See, that might not be a bad thing. So you could sit there and just go, my goodness me. I mean, who knows? I just, the whole thing to me just seems insane. And the way that from the treasure hunter to, you know, I feel like this cyber guy is just about, you know, he just wants to get this thing done so he can get his 150 grand at bounce. And at the same time, I look at the Republican Party and the struggles they're having, you know, two Senate seats, you know, going to Washington. They're Democrats. The state is essentially headed blue and it's purple, may turn blue. And I feel like this is not going to help. There's a lot of people out there that have just had enough. And I don't think anybody in the Republican Party feels like they care about the party. They care about the party of Trump.
Do you want to say anything, or are you just going to stay silent?
Do we lose you?
Well, I mean, was there a question in there?
I don't know, man. It's a conversation. It's like you've never had a conversation before. Do you want to talk about that or not?
I mean, hey, you can be rude to your guests.
I'm not being rude. You're being quiet. You're not having a conversation, man. You're not. We just had 10 seconds of dead air. Did you want to comment on that or no?
Again, do you have a question?
Okay. Senator, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Senator.
You got it.
Thanks a lot. You ever talk to a six-year-old on the telephone?
Yep.
And you got to pull answers out, and you're doing most of the talking? That's exactly what just happened.
That was just uncomfortable.
I mean, that's exactly what just happened. It's like, listen, you're the one that came out and said, here's the quote, what's happening makes us look like idiots.
Yeah.
And then you really don't want to talk about it. I guess he only answers questions, doesn't have a conversation.
Yeah.
So
he wants yes or no answers.
Right.
He doesn't want to actually dig a hole deeper, obviously, because
giving us one-word answers. Yeah. I mean,
there you go, kids.
There you go.
And he's the one that disagrees with what's going on down there.
I know.
Think about that for a second.
Why don't we come back and talk about that? That was highly uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was so uncomfortable. It's like one of those. I've watched a couple movies where like a guy's trying to fall in love with a girl and he has something so uncomfortable. He's like, I don't want to be in the theater right now because it's so bad. That was one of those. I don't want to listen.
That was it.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked into the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, coming up, the FDA authorizes the Pfizer vaccine in kids ages 12 to 15.
Not a shocker.
Very interesting. We thought that would happen this week. Will parents get their kids vaccinated? We'll discuss. Well, we started the show with KTAR reporter Allie Vetner, who got the short straw today and went down to, cover the audit fraudit at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. So when she got down there, the security's great, by the way. She was verbally assaulted by some guy. I don't even know if he's credentialed, but he was inside Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And the security let him in with a knife. Nice job, guys. Way to keep everybody safe. So you've got some guy hovering over one of our reporters, picking on her, peppering her with a bunch of questions about us.
Because apparently we weren't nice to the guy who decided, you know what? I want everybody to take me super serious. So I think I'm going to wear the lowest rise leather pants I have. I'm going to make sure that I wear a furry, like a vest with no shirt. And, oh, yes, to get him to really take me serious, horned hat will be fantastic. And then you will know I mean business, and I'm super serious.
So the coward that was down at Veterans Memorial, who was peppering our reporter, Allie Vetner, is a friend of the lunatic QAnon shamanin, who, by the way, is a criminal and in jail.
That's what he says. Again, everybody always says
this. Oh, I know.
Things,
I mean, he was only inside the U.S. Capitol.
I'm pals with this guy.
So the guy also apparently, allegedly, rode down to Washington, D.C. from Arizona. Why isn't this guy in jail? He may have been in the Capitol.
Maybe he thought, hey, we're pals. But we're not that right? close.
So that's how we started the show. Welcome to Monday. And then at 2:15, we put a GOP representative, He's a state senator, Paul Boyeron. He's all over the place with the New York Times, and he's come out in print, and the official word from him is the audit, quote, makes us look like idiots. So it's a GOP. It's a Republican guy from Arizona saying it. So we decided to put him on, and the guy acted like a sixth grader. One-word answers. You're sitting there, and you're like,
he didn't want
goodness.
To have a conversation. He wanted yes, no, Q&A, and
don't
that's
say Q.
It. Oh, that's right. Q.
So the interview started like this, because it seems that we're all on the same page. It seems like Gatos and Chad and Senator Paul Boyer, we're all on the same page that this is ridiculous, right? So the start of the interview.
Republican State Senator Paul Boyer joins us right now. And let's be real here. I don't know how it was sold to you, but how it looks to the rest of the country and to us is an absolute joke and ridiculous.
Sure. Was there a question in there?
Yeah, how was it sold to you?
So,
have you never had a conversation?
I don't think so. So, it was about 7 or 8 minutes, and he said at least 2 or 3 times after we talked, is there a question?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, do you not want to have a conversation? Because what are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing? Everything isn't a Q&A. I know it's an interview. We're going to ask you questions, but we also want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't interested in that. So I really don't know why. Give the guy some credit for coming out and saying, hey, I got to tell you, yeah, this thing didn't work out like we thought it would.
And
it just didn't.
No, it didn't. And apparently he made the Republicans mad last week about something with tobacco. And today I'm sure they're not thrilled because, as you heard at Becky's newscast, a DACA bill will advance to where we can vote on whether or not Dreamers should get in-state tuition. And that was also his bill. So he's probably not making friends anywhere.
Right. So in Becky Lynn's newscast, it seems that this senator, the one that we just talked to 15 minutes ago, it looks like he sided with Democrats. And so on the ballot, we'll be able to vote should DACA get in-state tuition. But, man, I got to tell you, I don't know why we put these guys on at times. I really don't. Because it doesn't matter what party they're from.
Yeah.
They barely answer your questions. So then you try and have a conversation with them. They're not interested in having a conversation. I'm like, why are you even on the air? Why are we putting you on the air? Why are you wasting my time?
It's you know what it is? When they need you, when the time comes, when they're either trying to pass something or, better yet, expand their opportunity to get their voter base out to come vote for them, they'll be on you all day. But the minute that happens, trying, to get him to do anything or to answer any questions is ridiculous.
But we're all on the same page that this thing was a mistake. Yeah. We were all three of us, Boyer, me, you, were all on the same page that this is a bad look for Arizona.
Absolutely.
We should all be on the same team. And then here's how the interview ended. And I'm just like, we're done.
The whole thing to me just seems insane, and the way that from the treasure hunter to, I feel like this cyber guy is just about, he just wants to get this thing done so we can get his 150 grand at bounce. And at the same time, I look at the Republican Party and the struggles they're having, two Senate seats, going to Washington. They're Democrats. The state is essentially headed blue and it's purple, may turn blue. And I feel like this is not going to help. There's a lot of people out there that have just had enough, and I don't think anybody in the Republican Party feels like they care about the party. They care about the party of Trump.
Do you want to say anything, or are you just going to stay silent?
Did we lose you?
Well, I mean, was there a question in there?
I don't know, man. It's a conversation. It's like you've never had a conversation before. Do you want to talk about that or not?
I mean, hey, you can be rude to your guests.
I'm not being rude. You're being quiet. You're not having a conversation, man. You're not. We just had 10 seconds of dead air. Did you want to comment on that or no?
Again, do you have a question?
Okay. Senator, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Senator.
You got it.
Thanks a lot. You got it. You really made yourself look great there.
That's it. Are you the party of Trump or you're the party of...
You just don't, like, who sits there and doesn't say a word?
We asked, like, are you guys Republicans or are you the party of Trump?
Is that
a question?
Yeah.
Is that a question?
By the way, I say it again. All three of us agree that what's happening with the audit is a joke. But I don't know why he wanted to fight us. I don't get it.
Well, maybe he thought we were going to come and push back or yell at him or get mad. I don't know. Maybe he expected that. Maybe he's heard great stories about how awful we are. Probably a lot of those stories float around out there.
That's why Becky Lynn is the only award-winning
We will not win awards or friends. But you know what?
Yeah, the friends thing. That
I guess everybody's mad at us today.
Apparently. It's Monday. Why not start off the week, you know, heading right down that road?
Well, the loser who went up to Ali Vetner at Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
He was mad at you.
Mad at Gatos and Chad. This guy, this Paul Boyer, comes on, and we were very nice, and we, you know, welcomed him on, and I wanted to hear his side, and he didn't want to have anything wrong with the conversation. So, hey, I guess it's us. I guess it's just us.
There you go. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
That's us.
It is. Hey, coming up, we're going to discuss how I guess they're letting anybody in to Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And when you get to, what's that thing you walk through and it goes off?
Metal detector?
Yeah, I guess they just, one guy says, hey, I got a knife. Any problem? They're like, no, just walk on in. And then that guy
put it in your backpack,
harassing somebody who works here at KTAR. So nice job from the security down there. And I use security and that term very loosely and in air quotes. I know it's a radio show, but I've got the air quotes up. There's nothing like letting someone into a secure place with a knife. That's really good. That's how you earn your money if you're security down at Veterans.
Crocodile Dundee, the journalist. That's not a knife. Right. Yeah. That's a knife.
Right. So we're looking at that. And we'll try and find out. I don't know. Maybe someone will try and bring in that type of a knife next time. You know, maybe a tank. Will you guys let someone in a tank? Like, if I roll up in a tank, will you let me in?
Maybe.
I know I can't pass through security because what is that thing that goes off again?
And it's the metal detector.
I know I can't fit a tank through that, but just let me through anyway. And then maybe I'll roll over the ballots that are on the ground. We'll talk about that in a little while.
Yeah, that is just super solid
there. It's, as you like to say, it's super above board down
there. So above board right there. Nothing about that says.
Hey, I got a knife. Is that cool?
Totally
fine. Of course
fine.
It's cool.
Fantastic. Is that your, like, microphone? Is that what you call your microphone? It's my knife. Talk to my knife.
Are you part of the media that should be here? Not really. What I did was I drove down to Washington, D.C. with the QAnon shaman, the guy that's in jail. That's just me, though. But I'd like to come in and check the place out.
Maybe he was embedded and we didn't know about
Maybe.
It. Maybe. That's the whole thing.
Maybe. Okay.
He knew that Jake Angeli was just really a good guy.
So shout out to the security methods down there at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Wonderful job. Wonderful. Wonderful job. Just pathetic. Okay. FDA says you get your kid the vaccine, 12 to 15. Breaking news.
There you go.
I know it's breaking news because Becky Lynn had the news flash, and it was like that really cool one, you know, that like has the breaking news sounder thing, and then it sounds all big, and then my eyes get big and my ears, you know, perk up a little bit. Percentage. Slow to start of people getting the vaccine for their kids?
Slow to start.
Is it 50-50 to start, or is it under 50%?
Probably under 50%.
Really?
Yeah. Probably under 50%.
Well, I'm interested to see what parents are going to do, because here's the thing. It's 12 to 15. Parents have had a chance to look at a billion doses of the vaccine go into arms across the world. And a lot of these scientists say an important part of beating back this pandemic is to get your kid vaccinated. So I know it's... This is more of a I don't know, like you said it the other day. I'll get the vaccine. Don't know if I want my kid to get the vaccine. But people I talk to, it's 50-50.
Yeah,
that's what I get. Yes and no, and it's so we'll see.
It's going to be very interesting to see, because I think there's a lot of people out there who've got the vaccine but are saying, you know what, I'm going to give this a little bit longer for the kids. I want to see how this thing rolls out for the kids. Just different, because you're an adult. You make choices. Kids can't.